Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Műsoraink sok nyelvet tartalmaznak. Kérjük, tekintse meg itt. suprememastertv.com/schedule.
You'll be good. Try to remember, even Eden people can fall, so you be vigilant, yeah?
Yes, master.
And be humble, yes? Like we are nothing. Truly, we can fall anytime, okay?
Yes, master.
We can fall anytime, so we don't try to judge other people.
Yes, master.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Chinhai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Bonjour means hello in French, the official language of Mayotte. My name is Adeline. Thanks to heaven's blessings and your efforts to create a beautiful and virtuous world, many positive changes are now taking place. The gracious people of Mayotte thank you for your contribution. The small French islands of Mayotte, located at the heart of the Mozambique Channel, are the easternmost in the Comoros archipelago. Mayotte is surrounded by a full double barrier coral reef, creating one of the largest lagoons in the world. These waters provide safe haven for a full 25% of the world's marine biodiversity. The island's landscapes range from verdant evergreen forests to tropical kananga trees, which bloom with the aromatic ylang-ylang flower. Mayotte is famous for the flower's fragrant oils, which are transformed into delicately scented perfumes. Mayotte is home to many other species of plants and animals, with Sazile National Park offering special protection for the sweet maki lemur, as well as native birds like the Mayotte sunbird and the Myoscops owl. The people of Mayotte represent a rich mixture of French and African cultures. Although French is the official language, most residents speak a Comorian dialect known as Shimaori and a Malagasy dialect called Kibushi. One time honored event that brings everyone together is the annual tire race, with some 200 children and nearly 400 adults participating. This special championship highlights both skill and talent while bringing an abundance of joy and laughter to participants and spectators alike. It was an honor to share a glimpse of spectacular Mayotte with you, conscientious viewers. We pray that your humble way of life and selfless service to others be rewarded multifold. For decades, Supreme Master Chinhai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master,
she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching-Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching-Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching-Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching-Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, government, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching-Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hearts, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Food Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 13 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
Originally, Adam and Eve never had to die. They live forever, like God, in heaven or in the Eden, on earth even. But because they sin, they disobey God's wish, thus they will have to die. They went into that direction. It's not about the apple, but it's about the principle that you have to respect God's commandments, even in the small things.
Yes.
That's why even you have just asked me why the Vatican condemned the gay marriage as sin. Even that. Yeah. Anything in this world we think we do or even not do is sinful. Because it's the world. This world is made like that. Made for you to fall and tempt you with some kind of elusive pleasure, which will bring more downfall afterward. But people, it's just like the moth seeing the light, seeing the flame. They cannot help it but plunge themselves into the flame and destroy themselves. Because of the makeup of this world, because of the trouble of this world, we cannot keep our minds together. But how can God blame us or anybody blame us as sinners? Even our forefather, made by God, can sin, can be tempted. And in Eden even. You got that?
Yes.
Eden supposed to be safe and secured and pleasant, happy, everything you have. But Eden, of course, mind you have to remember Eden means on earth, heaven on earth only. Yes? So the God who created Eden or even if it's not on earth, maybe in the astral heaven, it's not a very high level. So, but the saints, like in fourth level, fifth level onward, they will not fall. If they are in their domain, if they come down here, they might also fall because of temptation, because of the ignorant nature that's added onto the makeup of their being, so that they will forget what is right, what is wrong, and that they will forget to control their own mistakes and fall. Everybody else does it, and then you do also. It is like that. Sometimes if enough people do it, then others will follow. The problem is, it's not just we fall alone, we drag other people to fall with us as well. That is what the story wanted to warn us. It's not that we can say, okay, I did it all to myself, I don't bother anybody else, it's only harming myself. But it's not that. Sooner or later, this effect will be rubbed off on other people around you, or maybe even far, 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 far away countries, people, like war. You see, some one country discover atom bomb, and other countries, you know, they all have them. And quarreling with each other to let them have it or not have it, because they worry they will use it to harm other countries or to make war and to kill and to cause so much damage in the world, like Hiroshima, for example. But the thing is, their country also has it. As I told you before, it's not a problem about being poor, perhaps, but there is a problem because a richer neighbor. And then that's how our mind begins to think, I want to have that, like him. I want to have that car. I want to have that house. I want to have that toilet, for example. So good one like that. Oh, they built a toilet in Canada somewhere with 400 something thousand US dollars. You heard that?
No.
It's in the news. Believe it or not, they say it's turf, so it prevents, people like graffiti, and to break it or to destroy it or to damage it, something like that. It's like turf, turf one. I was in Europe before, in Spain, I saw one house. The toilet is made with gold.
Wow.
In a mansion, they make gold, and then also bed and many other things, toilet and bathroom also made with either expensive metal or expensive jewelry, or maybe like a very expensive kind of the floor tiles, Italian marble, something like that, A special one, very expensive, so they sell it very, very, very expensive price. Well, I don't think I will pay so many millions of dollars just to have a gold toilet. My God. Oh, many other stuff. The house is small. It's nothing really. It depends on your taste. But if you have something good or expensive, doesn't mean you feel happy or attracted to it. It's actually not like that. Yes?
Yes, Master.
When I went to Germany and visited King Louis, he built some real golden palaces. But when I went inside there, I saw that I didn't feel anything good. It's just small, it's tight, and it feels not free. Maybe because they try to save gold, they cannot buy it to make a big place. But even then, I felt nothing. Even giving it to me, to be honest, I wouldn't live in it.
Yes, Master.
You want to live where you feel comfortable.
Yes.
It's not necessarily where it's expensively built. Huh?
Yes, Master.
I wouldn't feel comfortable in that golden palace or castle. Yeah. All right. Then now, that's why I tell you, even Adam and Eve sin in Eden next to God's place, and they can sin. And it's a first generation. God made them with all love and all power, empowering them.
Yes, Master.
Even though made with earth, but still God breathed his life force into them and live next to God and in such a beautiful surrounding. What do they lack? Why do they have to eat that apple? Even though an apple isn't worth much, but God doesn't want you to eat, then you don't eat. Simple as that.
Yes, Master.
You have so many things there already.
Right.
Why you don't listen to God, instead you listen to a snake? Huh?
Yes.
Yes, Master.
God trusted you. God gave you everything in the garden and leave you a big, beautiful place and palace and all that. You lack nothing. So you should have trusted God.
Yes.
Why would God not want to give you the best anyway? When the snake told him, if you eat this apple, you become like God. Yeah, God doesn't want you to know the right and wrong, the good and bad. So that's why God forbids you to eat. So they trusted the snake. Can you believe that?
No.
The snake, a stranger, and looking ugly as that, crawling on the ground, has not even legs, just a poisonous mouth, and never has given them anything in their favor.
Yes.
Never protected them, never gave them anything to eat, or never gave them palace or anything, never did them any favor. Just came and talked like that, and they believed. And the God who created them, who nourished them, who spoiled them with all things possible, they did not believe. You see that?
Yes.
That's the reason also Jesus had to die. Because we have this DNA from Adam and Eve in us.
Yes, Master.
Whatever excuse. So when we talk about sinning in this world, there is no surprise. The only solution is forgive whom you can. Forgive what you can. Especially those who don't harm anyone. They just love each other. No matter if a man loves a woman or a man loves a man. It's love that counts.
Yes, Master.
It's not about physical contact. I don't know why people are accusing, for example, sex and all that as a sin. It could be a sin because it harms your spiritual progress in that aspect, okay? In that aspect only. Everybody does that. Because God also, I read somewhere that He has wanted people to multiply all over the planet. Is that not so?
Yes, Master.
Is it somewhere in the Bible or not?
Yes.
Yeah, go and multiply yourself, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Tell me.
Yes, exactly. Go forth and multiply.
Yeah, I remember that. Even though I didn't have time to read it for a long time, I read it when I was younger. You know, small. teenage or something like that. So, how can people multiply without sex? Tell me.
I can't.
Multiply, I would say, abundantly on the whole planet. Multiply, okay. To multiply, they have to, you know, do this physical, intimate connection. Have to have sex, that's what you call it. And then call that a sin. Yeah, and whoever cannot make children and have this same action, then call that a sin or similar action. My God. If God doesn't have anything better to do, then just worry about who marries whom. I am so sorry. Truly. Then it sounds like a business to me. If you bear children, then you are okay. You're not a sinner. If you do the same thing or similar thing with love to each other, but you don't bear children, then you sin. Huh? I read somewhere also saying that God created humans to worship Him. Correct like that?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, God is not all unconditional, no? God needs people to worship Him. So He created them. So if just a gay marries a gay and it's a sin, then I don't know who is not sinning. Huh? Including our Father God. What for He made us and put us into temptation everywhere we look. Every step we take is a temptation. Oh, man. So that's what I'm saying. I don't believe God has made this law.
Yes, Master.
Because as God, He should know that people marry each other. It's not just for sex. Yes? They could have sex without marrying. Correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, they could do it without the the priest even blessing them.
Yes.
If that priest or that particular priest even has blessing to give, or if he's pure enough as a vessel for God's blessing to go through even. So in this world, I'm telling you, everything is upside down. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, they put words into God's mouth. They put fish into Jesus' mouth and say that he ate it.
Yes.
Yeah, so that they can enjoy it. My goodness. All right then, you be good. Try to remember, even Eden people can fall. So you be vigilant, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And be humble, yes?
Yes, Master.
Like we are nothing. Truly, we can fall anytime, okay?
Yes, Master.
We can fall anytime. So we don't try to judge other people.
Yes, Master.
Yeah? Like gay couple, lesbian couple, let them be. Let them be. They also human.
Yes, Master.
To deny them happiness and love and blessing is not human standard.
Yes, Master.
That's my opinion.
Yes, Master.
And if I got into trouble, it's your fault. I told you many times. But what can I do? I love you. I tell you everything. Ciao.
Thank you, Master.
I let you go to sleep. Otherwise, tomorrow you will not love your master anymore.
No, Master, never.
We love you always.
All right, try to regulate your time, okay? Like, when you have time, you go take a quick nap, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And make it up, okay?
Thank you, Master.
Thank you,
okay,
Master.
Okay, thank you, Master. Love you and thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Mwah.
Good night, Master.
Good night. God bless.
Thank you, Master. Bye-bye, Master.
Bye-bye. Love you.
We love you, Master.
Love you and thanking you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Ciao. Really. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Master.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Don't want to tell it to the lady, but lady. Singing this shall be the day that I'm fine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Master.
Esteemed viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 13 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C., Climate Change Conference, Part 16 of 17 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May love and respect be the way we interact with all of our animal friends.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.